Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm on it. Love relationship and life issues. We're on Blog Talk Radio right now. I haven't done this in like so long, so forgive me for the length of time that it took me to get on the air, you know, with the show. But I want to thank everyone for calling into the show. We're just gonna give it a little bit more time. I know it's one person's on the line. If you want to say anything, just let me know. And just press 1 to speak. I believe that's what it is. It'll tell you what to do. And you can say something, or you can speak to me as the host. If you have anything that we want, when we go into this topic today, feel free to jump in and, you know, to give your, I love your feedback. I want to know, you know, what, you know, your side and how you feel about this topic that we're going to bring forward. And the today's topic is, could it last forever? Love, relationships, and marriage. A lot of times, you know, like back in the old days, you know, they used to, like, the marriages used to last a lot longer. And relationships also, but like as today's time, I mean, there is marriages that still last, that are lasting, but the things that you have to go through to stay, you know, in the marriage, you know, the things you have to sacrifice to be in a relationship, you know, and a lot of times some people, you'll find a lot more people single now too, because they don't want to have to deal with the, you know, the pressures of, you know, because now you have someone in your life. Now it's not about you anymore, you know, it's about us. And now, you know, and a lot of things have to change. You know, you have to make time for them. Even if your schedule, you have a busy schedule, you have so many things on your plate that you're doing, and you have, you know, but now you have to make time for someone else. You have to make time for things you have to do. If you have to work, they work, you know, so many things that we have to put forward to, you know, keep in a relationship. Like, but what do you do to keep it live, like to keep it going, to keep it, to stay married for so many years, to stay in relationship for so many years? And for those people that have done it, how do they do it? You know, that's what this topic is about today. So we're going to go into that. If you have anything to say, I'm going to unmute your mic. Hello, caller. Are you on the line? 900 number? 900?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, okay. Hi, could you introduce yourself and where you're calling from? You can give your first name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Shen. I'm calling from Paterson, New Jersey.
Thank you. Thank you, Shendelin. Okay. All right. And, you know, today's topic, like you said, we're talking about relationships and marriages and, you know, some people are in it for, like, the long haul, and they stick it out through the thick and the thin, and if some people, they can be in relationships for like a year or less than that, and as soon as something happens in a relationship, you know, they give up on the relationship. So I just wanted to know, like, do you have anything you want to say in reference to, like, when we first start off, you know, we meet someone, we're dating. Let's start from there. Like, when you first meet a person, you're dating, and everything is all beautiful, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, hi, my name is Sharon. Jared. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the call. Sharon, this call is about could it last forever, love, relationship, and marriage. And we're going on, right now we're talking about when you first meet someone and you're dating, And then everything is, you know, everything is sweet. You know, that's like the sweet part of it. It's like, well, you know, you like, you all googly eyes for the person, and you all in love and everything. And this is where it starts. That's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the first part when you first meet the person and you first start dating.
Right, and I just wanted to say that, yes, when you're first dating, you know, you don't, you still don't know the person that you're getting to know. And sometimes people do know the person already, maybe from their past or something like that, but you don't really know how the person is as being in a relationship or a person that, you know, that you just know everything about the person. But, of course, everything is going to be good at first, but you always have to give, you know, getting to know someone, you have to stretch it a little longer, at least like 6 months to a year, because even when you're with someone and you start dating them so quickly, and then within 6 months to 8 months, you start seeing the real person. So to me is that you need to take your time with the person when you first meet them, get to know them, don't rush so fast, and that's it. Back to you, Karen. Hello?
Hi, Shendelin, do you have anything you want to put in, any input in that when you first started dating?
No, but mine is a whole different situation because I started dating the husband that I'm with now. I started dating him as a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
And we're still married for 32 years. It'll be in December the 8th. But there were some rough roads through it all.
Wow.
You know, it started out nice. And it was nice. I had two kids for him by the time I was 25. My oldest one will be 34 this year. Okay, and my youngest is 26. And we dated, and we got married at the age of 21. Me and him married at the age of 21. Okay, then I renewed my vows 13 years later, and the marriage kind of fell apart. And it was like ups and downs in between, separations, back together, separations, back together. But now we've been back together for like over 12 years. It was like separations, like 6 months to a year, like two separations. And I think we needed that due to the fact that we dated young. But we still, you know, we still held on and kept coming back to each other. Now we're, you know, back.
Right.
But it
you
was
still
rough.
Held it together.
You know, it was
right,
rough.
I think
that was because we date young and we married young. We was like practically babies. So once that separation kind of helped us build our marriage stronger once we got back together.
Right. Wow. That's awesome because, I mean, you guys been together for, like, a lot of years, you know, and like, today's generation, like, right now, people today, they don't even, they won't
try.
Even last. Some people don't even last a year, even less than that. You know, they don't try. They, you know, what it is that the generations we give up too easily. That's what it
mm-hmm.
is.
It's hard work.
We give up to.
What I'm saying is
hard
work. It's not easy. It's just it's hard work. They both had, you know, both of us had to work together at it. It wasn't him, and it wasn't just me. We both had to work at it together. It's a two-sided. It's a one-way street, really. We just had to work at it together.
Right.
And
that's true. Yeah. Because
so we separated and worked back at it again. You know. And it just kept getting more stronger from there through the separations.
Right. Yeah. But you know what? It's you know what? A lot of times, you know, with that, it shows you a lot about. It gives you because when you give it a chance, sometimes it shows you It gives you a chance to get to know the person that you married to or who you're in a relationship with. A lot of times people, they give up on marriage too easily. It's the first little thing that happens, we want to throw in the towel. You know, marriage, a relationship takes a lot more than that. We have to, you know, when things is good, it's good. You know, but when things is bad, then one thing we quick to, because I'm guilty of it too, because, you know, I'm good for, like, you know, if it's something that ain't right, or, you know, certain little things, because you know what, we have our own little niches. We have our own little things that if this don't go the way we want it or this way, we ready to say, you know what, I don't want to be bothered with you anymore. That's how we are, you know. That's just like giving up on our relationships, giving up on a lot of things. But that's life is going to throw us a lot of stuff. But we got to know that, don't we, just because it's throwing us a lot of, you know, the things that we don't like, doesn't mean that do we have to actually give up on that relationship, you know? Some relationships is meant to let go of. And then in some relationships is meant to stay. A lot of times, and especially like for you, Shane, you've been in a marriage for like how long? You said 28 years?
No,
been,
32.
Right?
I'm 32. Sorry, 32.
And how old are you?
51. 51.
You're 51 years old. You've been married for 32 years. A lot of people don't even stay married that long. Like a lot of the old school, you know, parents and stuff, you see them in marriages like that long. But nowadays, you don't see that much anymore, you know. And for you to even to be in a marriage that long, you could say you can give advice to someone that's been in a relationship or marriage or anything, because you've been there and you've done it already and you're still doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hold on that long, it shows your strength, you know, because it shows your strength. Well, some people, because they give up, doesn't mean they're weak, but it just means that sometimes some people can tolerate a lot more than others, you know, and they give up too easily. But we have another caller on the line. If you want to introduce yourself, caller, the number is 836, if you want to state your name and what city and state you're calling from.
Hi, this is Misha from Newark, New Jersey.
Hi, Misha from Newark, New Jersey?
Yes.
Hi, Misha. How you doing? Welcome to the call. You know that the topic is, could it last forever, love, relationship, and marriage? And it says, could love and relationship and marriages last forever? If so, how could we make it work? You know, and that's the topic for today. And if you, anytime you feel you want to join into the conversation, you can go ahead. Because right now, Shendelin, this is the lady I was just talking to, she was giving her story about how she started, because we say when you first meet someone, you start dating, right? And we wanted to hear, like, when you start dating, how did you start dating? Like, are you in a marriage or a relationship? It's all beautiful in the beginning, right? So when you start dating, you're in a relationship right now, right, Misha?
Yes.
Okay, you're married. You're married.
Yeah.
So tell us when you started dating, how was the first time how you met and how you started dating until you got married?
We met in high school, sweetheart. We've been together since 1997 till now, and we've been married for 4 years now. Hello?
Okay. So 4 years is pretty good, though, you know, for some couples, because, like I say, marriages and relationship isn't easy, you know, and after 1 year sometimes or less than that, people give up on their relationship, their marriages, and, you know, so what is the best thing about marriage? Misha, tell me what's the best thing about marriage, and then Shen, I'm going to ask you that same question, okay?
Okay.
To me, I think the best one about marriage is about communication, how to love one another, and how to be there for one, be there for more.
Okay, okay. And Shendelin, what's the best thing about marriage?
The best thing about marriage is being, you know, I'm with the one I want to be with. For one thing, you have to find that right person, and I do think, you know, through it all, we, you know, are meant to be. And, you know, that's why I keep trying at it. It's, you know, it's not a bad thing. Marriage is not a bad thing, but you have to work at it together. You just have to work at it together. You're going to have the ups and downs. You know, no marriage is perfect.
Right.
But like I said, I love my husband, and like I said, I've been with him ever since I was 16. A sophomore in high school. And I could have been bailed out because there have been some, you know, trouble things, but I'm sticking in it for the best in him. He's a very good man.
Right, right. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to go through the good and the bad, the ups and the downs,
right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trials and the tribulations will hit you. Ain't no marriage perfect. You
right.
just have to be there
okay.
for one another, to pick one another
right.
up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give somebody that's single and in a relationship. Sharon, you on the call? Sharon? Okay, she might have stepped away. Okay, so this is the next question. Ladies, how long is too long to be in a relationship or a marriage before a person starts to get bored?
I think after 3-4 years, you talking about a single person?
Anybody. I mean, it's like it could be a relationship, marriage. That's the question. Like, how long is it too long to be in a relationship or a marriage before a person starts to get bored? You know, because people get bored in relationships, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you could. So how do you know when it's to that point, like for yourself or for your spouse or the partner, because sometimes they will show signs that, okay, that they're bored. You know, it's a difference than they used to be.
I got bored because of the length of hours that my husband worked it. It was, like, too lengthy. By the time he got home, it was time to, you know, by the time he got from work, it was time for us to get into, you know, it was time to go to bed. Like, we spent no daytime together, so I had got kind of bored with that. So he did change his hours. But that was like after 5 years.
Around, for you said about 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Misha, I'm going to ask you the same question.
The same. Oh, like 3 years or so, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You said about 3 to 4. I mean, but is that how you felt? You know, around that time, was you feeling that way?
Yes.
About 3 to 4 years. Okay. I know people get bored quicker than that. I think it all depends on the person because it depends on the person that how active they are because. Some couples, one might be more active than the other, like socially. Like they might like to get out more and be around other people more and do things more than the other. And sometimes in a relationship, when it's just the two people and they're not out socializing and do other things, sometimes it could become like redundant, like the same things, you do the same things over and over again, and then you get
mm-hmm.
bored. But then what happens, like, when that happens, like, you know, what do we do, like, to make it happen? Like, you know, something has to happen to, you know, because you know what it is, and you can be in a relationship, and you get comfortable with the person, you get comfortable, because you know them, you've been around them, y'all, they crazy, you know, that's my boo, and that's how it goes. But then you get too comfortable where you feel you get too relaxed, even, and the men get relaxed, they get comfy, you cook a dinner for them, you know, you working around the house for them, you're doing all this stuff, and then everything then all of a sudden things change. You feel like, okay, well, my wife or my girlfriend isn't doing the things she used to do. My man, my husband, he's not doing what he used to be. He used to do this. He used to do that. He used to buy me flowers. Sometimes people got to be careful what they do in the beginning of a relationship. And just because what happened is that what you do in the beginning in the relationship to get someone, you need to you got to continue this all the way, because people put on a front. A lot of people front in the beginning of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? They're front in the beginning of a relationship, and they will make everything like this beautiful thing. And then once they get the person, they get comfortable, they change. That's, you know, that's just how it is, you know. So, and we have another caller on the line. We have a 910. Could you state your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is KD. I'm calling from the beautiful city of Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, what's up, KD? How you doing? Well, yeah, I saw you pop in and pop out, and I was like, I don't know, maybe you thought that, you know, I did see you in the queue, and I was talking, so I was gonna bring you in, but you know,
something was up with my phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. So you know, we have a couple of ladies on the phone, and we're talking about, and two of them are married, one is single in a relationship. And, you know, the topic is, you know, could it last forever, love, relationship, and marriage? And it says, could relationship and marriages last forever? If so, how could we make it work? So we first started off about dating and, how, you know, how they was dating. One of the ladies, she's 50-something years old, but she's been married for 30-something years. And one of the other ladies, she's from Newark, New Jersey, she's been married for 4 years. And Misha, how old are you?
31.
Okay. All right. And the other lady on the phone, she's in a relationship for about 4 years, but she's not married. And but we're talking about the thing about how, you know, being in a relationship. And the question that I did ask was, how long is too long to be in a relationship or marriage before a person starts to get bored? That was one of the questions that I just asked the panel.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, I don't go into a relationship to make me not real. So it wouldn't really be an issue, because I have my own list, and, you know, I can spice things up, and it's just not what I'm looking for from the first to fulfill me. I'm already whole going in, so that person can't make me bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm bored. That's on me. It's not on that other person. I've never been because of boredom. I've never even felt any sort of boredom. As far as the relationship. I mean, in a relationship, you know, you're going to be with that person doing monotonous things, just living your life. Part of that is not exciting anyway, you know, going to sleep, going to work, taking care of kids, cleaning the house. You know, those things are not exciting things anyway. So if you're looking at that other person like, oh, well, this person is not keeping it exciting enough, I just think that's the wrong way to look at a relationship. Communication is really the key to
believe. Yeah, you know, you're right about that. That's very true. And it is communication is a big part of relationships. And that's true. If you're feeling bored, maybe we got to look within ourselves. You know, so sometimes it may not be out. Maybe it's not the person we with. Maybe it's just us. Maybe it's just the way we feel. And maybe because, you know, we just feel that way. But a lot of times communication, when you're feeling that way, couples need to communicate how they feel. And I'm going to tell you this. Some couples are together, and some couples don't express themselves sexually. They, you know, they might get married and be with the person, and then you and your spouse, you guys do this and that in the bedroom, but then your spouse might like something else you don't even know about because you never explore and even ask them what do they like, what do they desire. You just assume because of what you guys are used
they're
to doing.
They hope
to
see something new, but they don't explore that. So I think that happens a lot. And I also agree with what you said about what you do at the beginning. Be careful about that. Because we have this way, we human women, but probably especially me, doing a bunch of things in the beginning. And then, you know, when you got them, you feel like, okay, well, I got them. I got her or whatever. I don't need to keep those things up. And that could be a lesson to the woman because you're not keeping those things up.
That's very true, and it's like I say, I try to be careful because I know if you know you want to impress a person, you want to do this because if you want to impress people, you're gonna have to keep impressing them. You can't just say I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna fix my hair this way, and next you know they'd be like, well, when I met you 3 months ago, you used to be had the heels on and a cute little dress on and this and that. Now you just in jeans and sneakers and your hair don't be done and your breath don't smell good anymore, so that's just a part, people got, like you said, you got to be careful, when you introduce, you're meeting people, you can be beautiful and charming and everything, and it's all good, but you still got to continue what you bring to the table when you meet a person. None of that changing and switching. And also, you got to give people enough, you got to get a person enough time to get to know a person. Not, to me, I think that sex is the worst thing to do in the beginning of a relationship. I mean, like just knowing the person, because you don't get a person a chance to even get to know who you are. Because you go into sex first, only thing is about, it's a sexual thing. It's nothing. They don't, then at that point, they don't really care about if you're a graduate, if you love art. If you like to travel, they don't care about none of that because you ain't never had the time to sit down even to discuss that with them. So they let them get to know more of the person that you are as time go on so they can be amazed. They be like, wow, I didn't know that this person was this person or they did this and they did that. Give them something to be amused about and give them some little trails. You don't have to give it all at one time. But let it come out. But then you need to let the person date the person, get to know. That's why they came up with dating. That's what dating is about, getting to know the person for who they are before sex. Because that's why they always say date before sex. You date and get to know them. Because if you don't sit down and have an intellectual conversation with a person and enjoy them, you would never really know if they're a good person or not. Because you can meet a person in a club. They can be one of the best people in the world, but if they go home and have sex with you, you might say, oh, this person too fast. I don't want nothing to do with them. You drop them the next day, and that could be a really good person, but they just doing things backwards, the wrong way. So
the
sometimes,
wrong situation.
Ken, what you talking about, Ken? How long should you wait?
Yeah.
What did Steve Harvey book say? The 90-day rule? I think on Steve Harvey book said give you the 90-day rule. That's a 90-day rule,
well,
I think.
You recommend that? Yeah.
What you say, Ken?
I said, do you recommend that?
90 days is, that's pretty good. That's enough time. Because you ain't gonna see a person every day within the 90 days, right? You're not gonna see the person every day. You might see them once a week or so. But by the time that adds up, that's 3 months.
Right. And so what is that person doing for their sexual needs during the 90-day holding period?
Well, Ken, everybody has their own little sexual. I don't know. They might have a friend. I'm going to be real. They might have another friend
on
the side.
Most likely you're giving somebody else an opportunity to get in there during that time.
Yeah, Yeah,
most
right,
like.
Because they might have another friend. They might say, well, I sleep with Mary Jane for now, and
right.
She's a friend, and I ain't that into her, and I get to know the other person. People do that, and that's the deal. And the people cannot
right.
say they don't do it, because they do it.
They do.
You have a friend, somebody you like, but you're not that into them, and you'll meet somebody you really like. You'll be like, I'll chill with this person for a bit so I can get to know this one, and I don't have to be sweet with that one until they're ready. You see, that's the truth.
They do
that's
it while they do it while they 3 years. They could be 3 years into it, and they still be doing that.
Yeah, and that's the truth. That's the truth. But people have their own time when they feel like they're ready to, you know, become intimate with people, a person. You know, that's on their own thing. Everybody has their own little thing. Some people masturbate. That's the thing. That's the truth. And that's real talk. Men do it and women do it. Women have their little toys. Men do their little thing. And that's the truth. And people hold out
true.
Until they're ready, until the person's ready to get into whatever they want to get into. That's how it works. No?
True.
I'm sorry. Now, anybody else on the phone has any input and they want to say before the call is called, going to be ending soon?
No,
I'm good.
Everybody? Okay. All right. Karen, you got anything else to say? Misha?
No. I'm good. I'm looking at all the devices stuff y'all saying, y'all mentioned.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, I appreciate everybody. Ken, you got any last words? You know, I always say my last words in testament. Go, Ken.
Oh, no. Just keep the show going and let me know.
All right. Yeah,
great
I'm gonna
show.
Try. I'm going to try to do at least once a week like I used to, and I have fell off and I stopped doing it for a while. All right. But I appreciate all of you for being on the show. This is a really, really awesome topic. And, you know, I'm going to try to do it once a week, like I said, and I really appreciate you guys for being on the call. And this is Love, Relationship, and Life Issues. And everybody, you know what, you have a good night. And thanks for
okay,
calling into
night,
the show.
Karen.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Here's a
night,
little music so
good night,
for, you, for you going out. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Baby, I don't blame you. Girl, but I